This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praises due to Allah رب العالمين for His mercy and His kindness who have allowed all of us to fast today. الحمد لله Our jama'ah who just arrived in Mecca to perform their umrah was in contact with us just now before Isha. And we pray, may Allah give them umratun maqbulan and they will pray for us, inshallah. Before we continue with our short tazkirah, I would like to announce two of family members, our jama'ah, passed away from yesterday and today, this morning. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. One, the name is Izzat bin Haji Rizal, who have been with us for many, many years when we organized our class at Menara Polo. Kuala Lumpur. We have organized the class more than 20 years over there until COVID. The second is a family of our jama'ah, Bakhtiar Tamin. So brother and sister, let us make a prayer for both of them and for all our family members who have return back to Allah Rabbul Alamin. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. Kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala Ali Ibrahim. Innaka Hamidun Majid. Allahumma qfil lahuma warhamhuma wa'afihima wa'afu anhuma wa'akrim nuzulahuma wa'wasi' mudakalahuma wa'khsilhuma bilma'i wa'thalji wal-barad wa'naqihima minal qataya kama yunaqqa al-thawba abiyat minal danas. Allahumma abdilhuma daran khayra min darihima wa'ahlan khayra min ahlihima wa'zawjan khayra min zawjihima. اللهم أدخلهما جنتك وعزهما من عذاب القبر وعذاب النار. اللهم اغفر لحيينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنسانا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيي على الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم لا تحرمنا أجرهما ولا تدلنا بعدهما. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. آمين يا رب العالمين. It is our duty as a Muslim, when we hear any of the Muslim brothers or sisters pass away, we will pray for them. That is the minimum we can do. We hope that when something happens to us, people will also pray for us. This is very important. As a Muslim, we never forget to pray for our fellow brothers and sisters. Whether we know them or not, they are our family. By reciting the second prayer just now, Allahumma qfil li hayyina wa mayyitina wa shahidina wa ghaibina, we are praying for every Muslim. The one that we know, the one that we know not, the people who die in Gaza and wherever they are, may Allah bless their soul. Ameen. Brothers and sisters, when somebody passed away, it is also a reminder for all of us who are still alive. We are alive now, we don't know when we are going back. But what is important is we must stay strong in the Jama'ah and always make sure that we never sacrifice anything, with our faith. No, don't sell your iman for anything. Remember the ayah that was recited last night talking about the sign of the believers. Allah Rabbul Alamin remind us that if you are a muttaqin, the sign of a muttaqin is his or her life will be guided by the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet. Then if you follow the Quran and the Sunnah, then you can claim that I am muttaqin. If not, you don't have the right to claim that you are muttaqin. Now then Allah make it easier for everybody to understand who are the muttaqin. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaib. The first criteria to be a muttaqin, you believe in the unseen. We never seen Allah, we never met our Prophet, we never seen any of the angels. The ayah that was recited among the children in our Qiyam today talk about, there are people who is the enemy of Allah, the enemy of the Prophet, the enemy of angel Gabriel, the enemy of Mikael. What do we mean by their enemy? They don't believe. We all do believe, alhamdulillah. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaib. When you talk about iman, you talk about believing in the unseen. If you can see, There's nothing to do with iman. Common sense will tell you. Thing that you believe and you are not seeing it, the ghaibiyah, al-akhirah, al-mizan, al-sirat, jannah, nar, qadar. All this we don't see. But we believe in it. Allazina yu'minuna bil ghaib. That is our power. Now you believe, alhamdulillah. We all believe. Now what is the next sign of a believer after they claim that they believe? Of course, you become a Muslim first, shahada. Then, allazina yuqimuna salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. When you say, I believe in the akhirah, I believe the unseen, then you must make sure you establish your salah. And we are doing it, alhamdulillah. And we hope that the salah that we establish is like what the Prophet said, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli, the way the Prophet have taught us. After you make your relation with Allah, Islam is not a religion who's talking about you. No. After you have a good relationship with Allah, yuqimuna salah, then wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. Immediately after that, Allah said, you must have a good connection with fellow mankind. Help one another. Give zakat. Give donation. Give sadaqah. To show us how Islam emphasized the importance of these two. Relationship with Allah, immediately when you have good relationship with Allah, you must develop a good relationship between fellow mankind. How? By showing that we care. We are here to help one another. And that's why we have shared with you about what we are doing yesterday. Before we end today's tazkira, we will remind everybody again. Now, everybody today easily claim that they are believers. Very easily they claim. But it happened in the time of the Prophet. I like to focus on this because this is very, very important. To the extent the Prophet, لا تدخلوا جنة حتى تؤمنوا. Nobody can enter paradise without iman. This is what the Prophet said. That's why iman is so important. Now, Allah said, وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنِينَ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةٍ إِذَا قَدَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمْ خِيَرَةٌ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. If you want to know whether you are a true believer or not, it's very easy. Allah have guided us. Allah have informed us. A believing male and female, when Allah and the Prophet decide something for them to do, they will just respond, sami'na wa ta'ana. That's all. No argument. No dispute. No doubts at all. If Allah said that in the Quran, and the Prophet has shown us, sami'na wa ta'ana, khalas. No more choice. But today, people who say they believe in Allah, they have so many choices. They know what Allah said, what the Prophet said, but they choose not to follow. They want to follow the norm, the majority, the people, not following Allah's command and the teaching of the Prophet. Including majority of the Ummah today. Every witr prayer, you will see the imam where he said, Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun. Simple surah. Keep on reminding us, you are a Muslim. You will encounter and you will live among the non-believer. But you must remind yourself, I am a Muslim. Like how proud they are to become a non-believer. You must be proud to become a believer. And always remember, لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما أبتم. You are not going to be like them. You are not going to behave like them, worship like them, think like them, dress like them. No, we are going to dress the way Allah wants us to dress. We eat halal food. We drink halal drink. While we are doing halal, Ramadan, Allahu Akbar. This is why Allah loves us so much when come to Ramadan. Why? Because we are abstaining not from haram only, even halal food, we stay away when we are fasting. That's why in the Hadith Qudsi, Allah say, you abandon halal desire as husband and wife, halal food, halal drink for my sake. Allahu Akbar. You are ready to abandon even halal for Allah's sake. And that's why Allah said, I will give you reward, unlimited reward. May Allah so happy. And the fast that we are fasting today, brothers and sisters, I have discussed with the Taoists, with the Buddhists, with the Christian family last year. I say fasting is not only upon we as Muslims. It was made an obligation upon people before us. The Yahud, the Musa, Dawud, alayhi salam, Ibrahim, Isa, all religion do have fasting ritual. That's why Allah said, Kutiba alaykum usyam kama kutiba alay lazina min qablikum. People before you also have gone through fasting. It's not a new ritual. The only thing, our way is unique. The month Allah fixed for us. Now, I said to all of you yesterday, I will share why this month is so special. Because the Prophet ﷺ did mention in one of the hadiths from Wathila ibn al-Asqa, unzilat suhufu Ibrahim fi awwali laylati min Ramadan. The Prophet said, the first night of Ramadan, suhuf Ibrahim was revealed to Prophet Abraham. They are the first. وَأُنزِلَتِ التَّوْرَاتِ لِسِتَّ مَدَيْنِ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. On the 6th of Ramadan, not yet, we are on the 1st, Torah was revealed to Moses. وَالْإِنْجِلِ لِثَلَاثَ عَشَرَةَ قَلَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانِ. And the Bible Injil was revealed on the 13th of Ramadan. How many books now? And the last one, وَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قُرْآنَ لِأَرْبَعَ وَإِشْرِينَ قَلَتْ مِنْ رَمَضَانَ. Now the Prophet said, not I, not government said, the Prophet said, on the 24th of Ramadan, Quran was revealed. Can you imagine this four holy scripture was revealed in 1 month? And Quran, Huda linnasi wa bayinati minal huda wal furqan. Quran is a divine guidance not only for you and me, brother, for mankind, for everybody, but they are not aware. Because we ourselves have failed to follow the Quran. We promote so many rules. We protect so many regulations, but not the Quran. It's a reminder. Quran is what? It's a Furqan. You want to know what is right, what is wrong? Just go back to the Quran. If Allah said wrong, wrong. If Allah don't say anything about something, that means it's okay. Simple as that. Who have the right to say halal, haram? Only Allah. Not you, not me. Who have the right to say you are a munafiqin? Only Allah. Whoever have this character, confirm. Who have the right that you are kuffar? Allah. Whoever have this kind of character, confirm again. You are a believer. Alhamdulillah. Inna allazina amanu billahi wa rasuli thumma lam yartabu. The true believer who believe in Allah and the Prophet and never have any doubt after that. No ragu-ragu anymore. No more. Everything what Allah said, sami'na wa ta'na. Everything the Prophet said in hadith, sahih, sami'na wa ta'na. So simple. Allahu Akbar. But so difficult to follow. Is that true that it's difficult to follow? Yeah. Environment is not helping. We don't have the right understanding. ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَبُ وَجَاهَدُ بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. Allah says, these are the true believers. When they follow, no more doubts. They are ready to do anything what Allah wants them to do. They are ready to sacrifice their life, their wealth for Allah Rabbul Alamin. Allahu Akbar. InshaAllah, we pray may Allah make all of us. Yeah. Al-mu'minun as-sadiqun. Ameen. But I say I have no intention to prolong. Everybody is more tired than yesterday. Yeah. That's why some of the sisters and brothers is not here today because yesterday we are not fasting. So, alhamdulillah, today we are fasting, there are more tests. Yeah. Because we break fast and then we eat too much sometimes. So, it's not easy to move after that. You know? Alhamdulillah, don't worry. You know we are here. You're always welcome. But the last thing I like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, because this is the blessed month, we don't want anybody to miss anything in this month, to do something that can increase our good deeds, our iman, because iman increases by doing good things, yeah, with the right intention. It's about our donation drive for Squad Prihatin Kemiskinan. Now you can go to the QR code and you can work our website. You will get the info. Yeah. We got about 500, if you go out after this and have a look at the banner in red color, we said there are 500 families. Now, 30 families, information, everything is ready for you to go through our website. And you can pick one family to support one family for 1 year. Yeah, it's up to you to pick up. In the month of Ramadan, we have many things that we are doing. We have extra thing that we are doing here because of our traffic. We have Rela security to help us to take care of our movement, our car and everything. And we have other activities that you can see every night, inshallah. So any kind of donation, you all are welcome. Yeah. And inshallah, may Allah reward all of you kindly. Increase your wealth too, because Allah said, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ بِشَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Can you imagine Allah is telling us, whatever you spend for the sake of Allah, Allah will spend it back to you. When Allah wants to give it back to you, not only a dollar to a dollar, is a plus. He bless you with good health, good family, good environment. There is more better than just money. So, may Allah increase our wealth, our health, our iman, and make us, all of us, inshallah, a successful Muslim, so that when we pray and ask Allah, Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azamanna, Allah accept. Oh Allah, grant us success, happiness in this life, and grant us success and happiness in our next life, and save all of us from hellfire. Amen. Do you feel good to meet each other like this when you are in Akhirah, in Jannat al-Firdaus? Allahu Akbar. And Jannat al-Firdaus is not like here. Here you have different size, different look. All who enter paradise, Allahu Akbar. Yeah. Only Allah know how handsome we are and how beautiful we are. To share with the sister, the Prophet said, the people of Jannah look like Yusuf alayhi salam. Allah. Can you imagine everybody, you look at Yusuf. But not everybody have the same name. Yeah, so many names, but you will look and nobody will feel bored looking at each other. Here after some time, we feel boring, you know. No other face. I want new faces, you know. Na'uzubillah. But may Allah protect all of us, brother and sister. Keep yourself healthy until we meet again tomorrow night and until the end of Ramadan. May Allah accept our fast, our qiyam, our dua. Amin. Wa billahi tawfiqi wa akhri da'wana. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.